When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Some guy walks up to me in the middle of Munich. He says to me,
"This is the Rich Eisen Show."
"Aren't you Susie Schuster's husband?"
"No."
With guest host Susie Schuster, live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
If I'm Vrabel, I'm just like, "Here, Derek, here's the ball.
Touchdown, Titans, Derek Henry."
Today's guests: Rich Eisen, ESPN host Jeremy Schaaf, 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa, Cardinals defensive end J.J. Watt, and now sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Well, hi everybody, back again to close out this week on the Rich Eisen Show. Susie Schuster in for my husband Rich, who is calling in the 9:20 hour because he's feeling much better. Had a couple days of mung, as we like to put it, coming back from Munich, but he will be back on Sunday for NFL Network for game day, of course, and back all week next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday's working. Friday, I think it's a dark day here at the Rich Eisen Show. Am I wrong?
Thursday and Friday next week.
We're only doing
the 3 days next week, obviously Thanksgiving, and we're going to spend our time with loved ones.
But we could put the lights on and I can come back. I've got nothing else to do. It's not like my kids want to eat my cooking, so there's that. But whatever. Good morning, Chris Brockman.
Do you think Rich, the last 2 days, is just home, like, giving takes in the mirror and, like talking to the dogs and, you know, just spitting fire at the dogs just because he's, like, wants to stay fresh?
I'm going to send you a picture to Mike Hoskins to put it up, because basically all that happens when I'm not in the house and when I'm not there is the dogs sit on the bed and stare at him. So that's what's happened in our house as he's tried to fight this thing off. Good morning, TJ Jefferson. How are you? You're walking around back there. Are you pouring mimosas? What's happening? No, TJ. Maybe he's over in the kitchen, because I bring breakfast when I come because I'm a mom and that's what I do. Hi, Jay Felly. How are you?
Cece,
good morning. Thanks for the shellacking.
I like this morning.
Are we not, like, now you can come back to
it's
me.
Listen, it's a casual Friday here. We're here to talk about the Packers-Titans. We're here to talk about KD and the boys playing back again. And we're here to talk about Jeremy Schaaf calling in the second hour.
We're here to talk about the mimosas that we're going to prepare later on today. Because, you know, when Susie comes, we got the champagne and we got the OJ.
Apparently Christopher Walken came to the set this morning.
Yeah, so that's what we'll be doing today.
Yeah.
Getting a drink on.
Excited.
I know. Well, I'm just saying, I'm around Thursday and next Friday if you guys actually want to work. You know, I can show up and talk to nobody. And Chris was just asking if Rich walks around and talks to himself in the mirror. And the answer is yes. But we can talk to him about that at 9:20 when he calls in. But first, let's talk a little bit about the game last night, because while I was doing homework for fourth grade and sixth grade, I did manage to watch some of the game. And I have to say, I was wrong about Vrabel just saying let Derrick Henry run the ball. Apparently he throws it to and throws touchdown passes.
That was awesome.
How great was that?
That was a really cool
play. And it was like a basketball shot almost. Like he hopped up over the line and tossed a pass into the end zone.
That was like a Tebow awesome.
You know, I got to say, Tebow play.
Tebow did that.
Shout out Ryan Tannehill. Dude really balled out last night. 333 yards and threw the deep ball really well. I was surprised. It's cold. It's snowing. It's windy in Lambeau last night. And Ryan Tannehill's out here looking like Patrick Mahomes, just winging it around the yard. And Derrick Henry only 87 yards. They didn't need him to really run wild to win this game. And, you know, I guess we all kind of overreacted that the Packers are back and Rodgers has it all figured out. I mean, he did throw a couple of touchdowns, but he did not look good last night. Missed a lot of open receivers, throwing behind guys, overthrowing guys. Like Christian Watson kind of bailed him out on the first touchdown, just kind of threw a jump ball. And Green Bay's not back, and they're probably not going to make the playoffs. And then you're just kind of wondering where they go from here as they head into another offseason of uncertainty. You know, Rodgers got big contract, man. He's got $60 million reasons to stick around and play football next year. So I'm sure he'll be back. But what does this team look like in 2023 is kind of anybody's guess.
Yeah, is this Love's team or is it not? And it just feels so reminiscent of the whole Favre-Rodgers handover and weird. And everyone's wondering who's going to retire first. Will it be Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady? And I think coming into the season, everyone keeps saying, oh, you can't go out like this. You can't go out like this. But when can you go out? I mean, I mentally begged Tom Brady to retire years ago when he could have retired on top. We all wanted to see. I think we all wanted to see. When I say we, I mean Patriots Nation wanted to see him go out on top. It's hard to watch Tom Brady not play at the height of his career and not to play with receivers that know him well and kind of figure his way out. But I always feel like Tom Brady finds a way out.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers with some wobblers, as he put it, with that thumb injury from what, the Giants game? Was that 5 weeks ago
or
so?
You feel like the thumb injury is like really worse probably than he maybe lets on. It's just really affecting things. You can kind of see it. You know, he'll rip a pass 1 second and then next play it'll be wobbly behind guys. And maybe guys aren't in the right spot. But, I mean, late in the game, Alan Lazard was just wide open over the middle of the field and just a bad throw by Rodgers. And it's just, I don't know, man. It seems like this season's kind of a wrap for Green Bay. It's kind of a wrap for a few teams that we're used to seeing play deep into the playoffs. And, you know, I feel like we're going to have some new blood in the playoffs, which is super fun, super exciting for the league.
Let's take a minute to listen to Aaron Rodgers after the game last night.
I couldn't tell you, point to one thing. I'm not going to make excuses about my thumb. It's been the same since New York. I don't know. I got to go back and look at it. I felt like fundamentally I was, you know, in a good spot. But just didn't have the same type of consistent grip and ball coming out the same way. I threw a lot of kind of wobblers tonight. So there was some wind, but just missed a few throws I should have had. I mean, definitely the one to Sammy and the one to Allen for sure.
I mean, he always stands in there and takes it, I have to say. It still looks like there's some snowflakes caught in that beard from early in the second quarter. But, you know, what are you going to do here is the question. How long are you going to give him? And how do you take the ball away from Aaron Rodgers? First ballot Hall of Famer,
you can't. Yeah, you can't.
So the question is now, what did the Packers do? Obviously, LaFleur looked really dejected last night. After, as ebullient as he was after the Cowboys win, here we thought maybe they're turning it around. But just a bummer of a night in Green Bay, TJ.
I mean, it's a bummer for Packers fans. You know, it's a bummer for me because after predicting that the Cowboys were going to lose to Green Bay, which we did, to come out and then see them the very next game play like this, it kind of, part of me is like, where was this team last week, or where was last week's team this week? What's going on? But, you know, hey, man, it just goes to show you this. Chris, you love saying this is a week-to-week league, and you know, eventually, you know, you and I talked about LeBron in that Father Time commercial with Jason Momoa, and guys like Brady have, you know, obviously outlasted Father Time more than, or a guy like Brady, I should say, has outlasted Father Time more than anyone else. But eventually that man is undefeated for a reason, you know.
And you don't want to say that, like, Rodgers has one foot in the grave or anything, like, kind of drastic like that. But he just hasn't looked like himself this year. He's looked like a different player. He hasn't looked like the two-time defending MVP, I should add. Like, he has been really elite very recently. And just not this season, whether that's personnel, all the young receivers, no Davante Adams. It seems like they both kind of miss each other. And
he was supposed to go help out the Raiders. That's not exactly working out.
And now, you know, his contract is this huge albatross kind of hanging over Green Bay. He really can't retire. You're not going to give up $60 million. Like, let's be honest. And so he's going to be back next year, and they have to just kind of figure it out. And what is he going to look like as a player, physically, mentally? You know, we've heard a different Aaron Rodgers this year. He's been different, kind of talking about perspective and energy and all this, you know, all these other things. So,
and I'm trying to think of a team that would want to spend that much money picking him up if they were to try to move him. I can't think of a team that's going to basically sell their future for 1 year unless there was, I mean, think about it.
And to just take on, like, the cap ramifications of acquiring Aaron Rodgers. Like, the time to do it. I mean, Lil Wayne kind of said it best, TJ, last week, where he was like, we should have traded Aaron last offseason before you gave him all this new money.
That was 2 weeks ago, and then last week after they beat Dallas, he kind of
changed his tune a little. Yeah, because he was at the stadium last night, right?
Oh yeah.
I don't know, man. For some reason, I thought that was here.
Oh really? I thought he was at, in Green.
Oh, I saw him walking in a tunnel somewhere.
That's what I thought.
Oh, really?
I thought
okay.
it was
yeah.
Green Bay.
I sure.
but yeah. Maybe it was here. I have no idea,
but I haven't checked his Twitter today to see.
Yeah, it just seems like this season's now a wrap at 4-7 for Green Bay. It's going to be really hard to kind of get back in. Into the mix in the playoffs, you just kind of quick look at the standings. You know, they're, like I said, 4-7. They're the 11 seed now. They would have to leapfrog Arizona, Atlanta, Washington. San Francisco would have to falter, which we talked about yesterday. I don't think any of us think that's going to happen. So Seattle as well. They'd have to leapfrog five teams to get in the playoffs. So.
And their next game is a Monday night game, correct? Isn't that their next game up, I believe? Yeah, I think it's a Monday night game.
Oh, so they have you know, even longer than the mini bye here. So maybe they can get right and close out. I mean, they'd have to win the last six games to have a shot, which seems unlikely just watching them play this year.
And, you know, there are some players that you have an idea what they're going to do after football. You figured Tom Brady would probably do television. You thought Peyton Manning would do television. Mm. I just don't see Aaron Rodgers going in the booth. I just feel like, God, I mean, who is he right now? He always looks the same. Oh, Sunday night's the next game. Sorry, Mike. And it seems to me that...
Oh, they have a huge game. Sunday night against the Eagles.
Yeah, I knew it was a primetime game. I wasn't sure if it was Sunday or Monday.
Not going to get any easier.
But here's the thing. Like, who is this guy? He's changed so much. Yeah. He morphed so much. He honestly, we've talked about this, I think, the last time I was here, TJ. He really starts to become whoever it is that he's dating a lot of the time. And so the question is, what will Aaron Rodgers do when he's done collecting 59 next year? I mean, do you think he'll be in the booth? Do you see that as a future?
No, doesn't seem likely. Nah, you know? I mean, he's, what is he's he part owner of the Bucks? You know, he invested, but I don't know if we'll see much of Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't seem like that type of guy.
He's not a Mike Vrabel kind of guy that you think is going to be on the sidelines either.
I can't see him getting into coaching. I can't see him even having a podcast, or maybe he will. You know, I could
definitely see him going the podcast
route. You think
so? Yeah, why not? That's, you know,
talking about
money.
Medicinal herbs and feeling the chi, or
well,
what are
you know, we had, who do we have in there? We had David Boreanaz in here a few weeks ago, and, you know, I think people kind of took umbrage or thought the ayahuasca thing was a joke, and David Boreanaz came in and he was very serious about his journey and his,
by the way,
trying
after,
out
after
ayahuasca.
David left, we were all kind of like, maybe we could do that. I would go do that.
So I mean I feel like he's very serious about his lifestyle and the things that he does, so I could see him getting into, you know, the pod. He goes on McAfee's podcast every Tuesday, right? You know, so yeah, that could probably, like, I'm speaking, I met Aaron Rodgers one time like 12 years ago in Sundance. I don't know the guy.
No, but if you talk with authority, it sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is definitely going to do an MDMA podcast. I mean, just basically say it like you mean it, and
well,
then people
will
believe
it. Well, I don't know if I mean
it.
That's why I didn't say it with my chest like I've taught your husband. But,
right,
you know,
right.
I could see him getting in that world. Why not?
Aaron Rodgers once made fun of me and the Hasselbeck brothers in the elevator at a post-ESPYs party.
But you are the lost story, Hasselbeck. Yes. You really are. You look so much like them. It's a joke.
Maybe not with the mustache.
We were trying to have a conversation backstage, TJ, backstage in the green room. And
like we have a staging area here.
Hey, man.
I guess we do.
Just go with it. Backstage, all right. And I, in the middle of my sentence, I just had to stop down. I was like, I just can't take you seriously with this mustache. It has got to go.
I totally get it. It's not going. Like, it's November 18th. I got 13 more days.
Can't tell him any secrets.
December 1st out.
It's not good. So we're going to have calls today at 844-204-RICH. The Twitter handle is @RichEisen, @RichEisenShow.
While it's still around.
While it's still around.
Not the Rich Eisen Show, but Twitter.
By the way, last night kind of seemed like the last days of Twitter. Everyone was saying their goodbyes.
Right?
I mean, I did it too. It's like you're saying goodbye, and then you're like, hey, also follow me here.
Right. At least you people had a chance to say goodbye, unlike some of us who just got taken off the platform, you know, silence. They tried.
Sad.
I don't.
Elon
even
tried
care.
To silence Brother Jefferson.
I don't even care. I never really cared.
You don't even have it.
Yeah, you didn't.
I mean, I have it. I just don't use it.
You creep on Rich's account.
I do.
You know, Susie got a burner or two.
I have a burner, but I don't use it. Marshall, by the way, Marshall Paul calling in now at 11 o'clock. Let's add him to the list of people who will chime in on what's happening in Green Bay. I like to book as we go, people. I like to I like to be flexible in the booking. But again, like I said,
keeps
first up is a certain man named Rich Eisen who will be calling in, I believe, from the guest room where he is holed up with our two dogs who are probably watching him eat breakfast right
you
now.
You gave him just enough chain to reach the door to get food under the slit.
You mean Rich, not the dogs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well,
right?
The dogs
right.
roam
just
free. We
on
know
that
that.
One, right?
Yeah, the dogs roam free, of course.
So Rich is obviously our first guest on the day. We have Nick Bosa. We have J.J. Watt. Those are both interviews that Rich conducted earlier this weekend and yesterday, I think, from the guest room. And then also we've got Jeremy Schapp calling in about the bands on the field because that is his documentary for E60 that aired earlier this week on ESPN. That is now on ESPN Plus because, of course, it is the 40th anniversary of the game, that Stanford-Cal game on this Sunday. We had Ron Rivera on yesterday, which you can catch on YouTube. Somebody tell them how to see it
Never
on YouTube.
Never knew he was on that team. Crazy.
Really? How do you find it on YouTube again? What's the
Well, it's youtube.com/Rich Eisen
Yeah.
Show.
See, there you go.
You can join the nearly 500,000, half a million subscribers that we
got. Yeah, it'd be good for me to know ahead of time, but you know,
well,
I'm just the fill-in host.
And it's Mimosa O'Clock, as you can see.
It's Mimosa O'Clock.
So I'm working hard on getting this bottle open right here. So we just go ahead and we'll pop
the guys
that
have already
quick.
Gone through most of it. I'm just saying, hey now. Good morning. Good morning.
Hook it up, brother Jeff.
Chris was trying to prep for the show with like seven croissants in his mouth at the same time.
All of a sudden,
really
here's what happened.
Something.
You walked out, and obviously very thankful that you bring breakfast.
Because we don't get that normally.
The other person in your house doesn't. And so you just flap down these two cartons of chocolate croissants and these little mini cinnamon rolls, and I'm like, yeah, I'll have one of each. And so I'm like stuffing my face while trying to come up with some what's more likely.
By the way, how'd that go for you?
I mean, they're great. I'm going to go have two more.
Also, I did not make them, so there's that too. Fun fact on the night last night, by the way. This is a good fun fact. I'm going to put
this
my
is delicious,
glasses
by
on.
The way, Susie. Thank you.
What's delicious? Oh, your mimosa.
Mimosa. You know, mimosas. Tuesdays are now Fridays with Susie.
No, that's right. I'm still on coffee. Fun fact on the game last night. Derrick Henry capped off a drive in which he had a 42-yard reception with a touchdown pass. Since 1991, only one other player has had a 40-plus-yard reception and touchdown pass on the same drive. Randy Moss.
Wow.
Randy Moss.
That's what I was
going to
guess.
In 20.
I catch a beat. Two, I like Randy
2002
Moss
for the Vikings.
Listen,
at Miami.
Moss.
Yeah, Dante Culpepper connecting with Moss for 60 yards on a drive, capped by a 13-yard Moss touchdown pass to Dwayne Bates.
That was an incredible fantasy combo, Brockman, back in the day.
Oh, Culpepper and Moss?
Yo, if you had those two, you won championships back in the day.
You know what's crazy, too, is that year, I think Culpepper had 40 touchdowns. That, he would have been MVP had Brady not thrown 50. That
that's
year.
Right.
if I remember correctly, in 07.
That was such a good time to be a Pats fan. Oh, that felt so good back then, remember? When we weren't even worried when Randy Moss came. We're like, okay.
Also, it was just like knowing we were going to win every game.
Yeah, it was nice. It was so sweet.
Those were
it was a good time.
Those were the best days.
Hey, great times. What's it like now? Wait, what time is it?
Not great.
Except you didn't win every game, though.
Yeah. Thanks, DJ.
Almost. Thanks. Almost.
I mean, well, this isn't hand grenades nor horseshoes, so almost doesn't. Doesn't really matter.
All right, move on.
All right, so anyway, 2000, 2008, 2022, when it comes to the economy, these are some scary years. Dot-com crash, housing crash,
terrified.
And the roller coaster we're going through right now. One thing is certain, it's a dangerous time to not know your numbers. But over 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity that they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. So how do you prepare for uncertain times? The answer is NetSuite. NetSuite helps you identify rising costs, automate your business processes, and easily see where to save money. That's why 93% of customers say that they've improved their visibility and control when they upgraded to NetSuite. What are you waiting for? Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richradio right now. netsuite.com/richradio. netsuite.com/richradio. The show is named Rich Eisen for a reason. I'm going to let him out of the guest room and call in for the Rich Eisen Show right when we come back.
So
don't go anywhere. Jeremy Schapp coming up. Marshall Faulk. We got a full day this Friday.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen, who will be calling in momentarily. He had a couple down days coming back from Munich, but he's back. He's better than ever, and he's on the phone right now. Hi, Rich.
Hey, hon. How are you?
How are you doing? How are the dogs?
Oh, they're wonderful. How are these dogs?
Wow, you were really going to call us dogs.
How are these dogs? They're fine.
That
my dogs
awful.
Here, they're great. What?
You were going to call us dogs.
I would like to think I'm his dog, though. You
Jeez.
Know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
It's my dog right there.
Yeah, but D-A-W-G. Like, come on.
Correct. D-A-W-G-S.
Where my dog's at?
Or D-A-W-G-Z. How about that?
I see either I'm rubbing off on you, Rich. I'm
either
rubbing
work.
Off on you.
Yeah.
Dickie eyes.
How are you?
Calling from the pup list.
No,
Rich, how many dogs are staring at you right now? One or two?
None. I'm outside to make sure that there's good reception. So
okay.
He's still a professional, even in his sickly state, Suze.
Oh, wait a minute. They're both out here with me.
See, I told you. Oh, we'll hear barking any minute now.
There they are.
Wow. There are the ladies. They had to spend some time with him. I made Rich chicken soup, you guys. I am saying that I do make a couple things. And I crushed chicken soup.
I remember you made Jerry West chicken soup.
I did.
So we were hoping that you'd bring us some.
Top five best things that you make.
Yeah, go. Number five.
Ready, Rich?
Number five.
Number five, I make the greatest Thanksgiving turkey of all time. Correct, Rich?
That's a bold statement, Cotton.
Yes.
Bold statement. I defy you to make a better turkey than the one that I make.
I've had it.
I don't know. Linda Jefferson's watching this. You know that, right, Susan?
Hi, Linda. Good morning. Number four, looks like poop. Tastes amazing. It's lima beans and short ribs that my grandmother would make. By the way,
that
sick,
sounds
sick
delicious.
Great. It's amazing.
Great.
Rich, thoughts?
Yeah. I'm in full agreement.
Okay.
Is he allowed to disagree though?
Well,
of course.
Tell me.
With you at number one is.
Well, don't jump the line yet, Rich.
Yeah. We only have three.
Had three. Go.
I think we go chicken soup, and then we say I don't make anything else that well. Is that right? Reservations are number one.
Hey,
reservations. Hey, there.
Number two is reservations, and number one is Postmates.
Yes. I think I'm better at reservations than I am at Postmates, but this is not what you called in for, Rich. This is a sports radio, national syndicated Roku extravaganza. Yes. We called in to ask your questions about Aaron Rodgers and the wobbly passes and the sprained thumb, Rich. Are you concerned about Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, I think the Packers are done, actually. And I know he said he's got six games left, and I totally understand why the leader of a team would take to the podium and say there's six games left, especially since this is a team that has perennially made the playoffs and last several years was the one seed and won at least 13 games a year in the first 3 years of Matt LaFleur's tenure there, and this being year four. So I totally understand why he would say it, but the writing on the wall is what it is. The standings are what they are. And right now what they are is 4-7. The division's finished, that is for sure, because they are now six-plus games behind the Vikings. And so the division's gone. I think we could have, you know, placed that in the dustbin a few weeks ago, but now that's official. And then you have to take a look and see how they make the playoffs as a wild card, maybe as a seven seed, one would think. So you take a look at that, and who would they battle for that? Well, it would be the loser of the NFC West. And right now, that's currently the 49ers. You'll hear from my conversation with Nick Bosa later on. And, you know, I think we can all agree that the Niners and the Seahawks both are playing better football, even with what happened in Munich, than the Packers. So that's a problem. And then you take a look at the games that they've already lost. One of them is to the Giants, who would obviously have a tiebreak over them if they wind up having the same record somehow. The bottom would have to fall out of the Giants for that. Then you say, okay, let's say the Commanders go on a nice run. That was a great chat you had with Ron Rivera yesterday, and I think we agree that that would be Taylor Heineke's gig moving forward. But let's say the Commanders wind up as a seventh seed. The Packers already lost to them, too. The only tiebreak they currently have going for them with a team that's currently in a wild card position is Dallas. And I don't think Dallas is going to lose so many more games that the Packers win six in a row and suddenly they're tied with Dallas, too. I don't see it. I don't see a path of viability for the next. I don't see them winning six in a row. I don't see them having the ability to. I don't see the health for Rodgers. I don't see the run game being consistent. I don't see anything that puts Green Bay in the playoffs, and that's what I saw last night.
Rich calling in on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. But, Rich, does that mean that he's a $59 million backup quarterback?
Who is?
Aaron Rodgers.
What do you mean by a backup quarterback?
Do we think that we'll see Jordan Love showing up? Do we think this is just going to be him playing out? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, they have to play him. I mean, he's got to play. He wants to play. And I just don't see that they're going to see what they have in Love. I think that's a tough spot. You know, obviously, if Rodgers and this team, you know, their next game is against Philadelphia, God bless them, in Philly on a Sunday night, the whole country might watch them fall to 4-8. And if that happens and Rodgers' thumb is significant, maybe you do see him, quote-unquote, be shelved for the rest of the year due to injury. And even if Love does get out there and show something, I mean, what would that mean? I mean, you just take a look at Rodgers' contract and you'll see that him being traded or him retiring would just absolutely destroy their cap. I mean, it would obliterate it. I don't know what the answers are other than this is a lost season. Davante Adams' departure and the fact that they replaced him with young kids that are finally just now, in the case of Christian Watson, showing what they can do. And, you know, Dobbs needs to get back out there and help see what they can do. You just chalk it up to this was the very rarest of rebuilding years. And by rare, meaning, you know, Green Bay is used to winning a lot. And you don't normally see a rebuilding year with a back-to-back MVP quarterback making as much as Rodgers is making. I mean, we talked all offseason about what Green Bay would look like and what the season might be like. And Davante Adams' departure, how would that roost, what would happen? We're getting our answer. And it's a non-playoff season in which a regression seems to have taken place that will be significant if the team can overcome it and have a good year next year, because again, I, as you know, we're not flamethrowers on this show, and we don't say things just for clicks. But the reality is, 4-7, division leader has only one loss right now, and the only team that's currently in a wild card spot, or right around it, that the Packers have a tiebreak against is Dallas. That's it. So it looks significantly bleak for Green Bay after last night's loss.
And can you imagine, you're Ryan Tannehill, you've had a great game, 22 of 27 passing for 333 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no one's talking about your performance because everyone's so busy being concerned about Aaron Rodgers, but he had a great game last night.
Well, I mean, that's the way it goes for teams that take on Rodgers or Brady or the Cowboys, right? Or Mahomes, is that their loss frequently overshadows the actual win that takes place. And you look at Tennessee in this fantasy football world, and everybody overlooks them. But and it's just another case. I mean, Tannehill last night, the number of times, I think they showed it on the broadcast, the number of times that the Packers put 6 guys on the line and 1 linebacker behind to try and take away the running lanes of Derrick Henry, basically dared the Titans to have Tannehill win the game. And he did it. I mean, he did throw one interception, but that throw to Austin Hooper that was initially ruled not a catch was a dynamite throw. Treylon Burks, the kid who they drafted out of Arkansas, was that height, weight comp guy for A.J. Brown. I mean, they traded Brown and then used the pick they got from Philadelphia to get a younger, exact height, weight, speed guy as him. He's finally healthy, and, you know, he had a huge catch to start it, and then that big shocker right before the 2-minute warning to end it. And Vrabel is just, you know, as I said the other day, he's like the MacGyver coach or the Apollo 13 engineers using whatever pieces of the LEM they have to try and get the astronauts home. It just, it works, and they buy it, and Henry is a Hall of Famer. I think Marshall won't stutter if you ask him later on, will he be sharing the same bus room as him? Guy's a Hall of Famer.
Really?
I mean,
really? Hall of Famer?
Hall of Fame. I think he is a Hall of Famer. And no question, Whoa. He's on that path. And, you know, I know, Brock, you've thrown out that list, who's currently active that is a Hall of Famer. I don't know how you can't include him as to what he's done. I mean, last night, I think they had the stat line he put up yesterday.
Well, he's only had 2 good years. That's why.
That Walter Payton, I mean, he's an MVP candidate every year for this team. He is the MVP of this team. That's a 1 seed. And I understand that, you know, that they don't have the success in the world of the Mahomeses and Allens, but I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's absolutely a Hall of Famer.
He's on trajectory, no doubt.
Well, I sat there last night and I'm like, we don't see anybody like him. He is, I mean, the number of times and I know this is not a Hall of Fame resume builder, but I mean, he was pulling those sleeves up because his biceps were too big. They were shoving him down his arms. You know, I mean, like, he's a physical specimen that just in this day and age of the passing league, what he's doing is second to none. And let's just put it this way, by the way it all ends, if he stays healthy, he's in the Hall of Fame. And right now, I think you'd have to consider him if he doesn't play another down. That's my 2 cents on it. Ooh. I love the guy. And it's not just because he's on my fantasy team and I desperately keep needing him to do what he's doing. But last night, I mean, if he had caught one, he would have matched Christian McCaffrey as throwing, running, and catching one. Like, he's unbelievable. He is truly remarkable. And we just overlook him because he's a Titan right now. Honestly, if he was a Patriot, if Derrick Henry was a Patriot or a Packer or a Cowboy, forget it. We would be, I don't think there would be any argument as to whether he was a Hall of Famer.
I like him too, right? But he's 28. He only has 7,800 yards, and he's only had 2 good years. So I don't know how you could say he's a Hall of Famer with 0 playoff success.
Okay, well. I guess we'll have to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, we'll put it.
I mean, he's gonna reach 10,000 yards rushing. That seems to be one like the thing that opens up the
just
door.
Just look how Derrick Henry plays, though, and the injuries that he's had to his feet. He's a huge guy. Do you really see him having super success post age 30?
I think the man's a monster, and he's an anomaly myself.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you watch him running down the field. He's taking seven or eight guys with him, and they're just going along for the ride. They're skiing behind him.
Yeah, but Brandon Jacobs was what we thought was the same type of player.
I don't think Brandon Jacobs.
I think this is more special.
You want to talk about size.
Talking about size. And like Brandon Jacobs, when it was over, it was over.
Derrick Henry, to me right now, but he's overlooked. Like,
the whole Titans, the Titans as a whole are overlooked.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if he was a Patriot right now, Chris? Seriously. The Northeast would be talking about giant. If Derrick Henry was a giant, Derrick Henry was a Patriot. Derrick Henry, like, keep going on, a Cowboy. Derrick Henry as a Packer. Derrick Henry is a 49er. I mean, a Steeler. What if Derrick Henry was a Steeler? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, he's constantly overlooked. And, you know, maybe I'm, still a little bit hopped up on caffeine and whatever the hell I'm taking, but I think I'll be proven right in the end.
I'm with you on that one, Rich.
Jack Marshall.
He has less career rushing yards than Zeke Elliott. So is Zeke Elliott a Hall of Famer?
I think Zeke Elliott is on trajectory, yes.
Okay.
Ask Marshall.
Good thing we have a Hall of Famer calling in. I'm just saying. Yeah. Good thing.
He's in football heaven. Ask him.
He was fairly decent at his job in the day. So.
I've seen better, but whatever. Before we play a little rousing edition of the Rich Eisen home version of What's More Likely, Rich, just quick question. With Aaron Judge being the AL MVP, there was a headline about Aaron Judge to the Mets. What would that do to your stomach, you think, if that happened?
I would be in a fetal position in a corner somewhere and holding all my calls from various high school friends and my older brother and T.J. Jefferson.
Yeah,
and
you'd have a hard time hiding from me, though.
Let's move on. Moving on, as you said yesterday, the Brian Gumbel phrase, moving on.
Let's move on.
No shots. No chance.
To a brewing beer scandal happening in Qatar. How about that? Was that a good transition?
I do like it. Yes.
Can you imagine you go all the way to Qatar, and they have now banned the sale of beer in the stadiums, but not in the luxury suites, I might add.
Oh, my goodness.
This is
gracious.
A scandal that only Jeremy Schapp will be able to answer in the next hour. But what's your reaction? You imagine you go all the way there, you go to a soccer match, a football match without beer? How's that going to happen?
I can't imagine it. And I'll tell you this, Deuce, I think you'll agree. If you want anybody to chime in on the subject of drinking and the Middle East, it's definitely Jeremy Schapp. I mean, I think Schapp is going to have that beat nailed down. And I can't wait to hear what he's got to say about it later on.
Well, here's a good thing. Since you have nowhere else to go, we're going to play What's More Likely in the next segment. Can you come back after the commercial break?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm bumping you a segment, honey.
Yes.
Because I can. Right. It's like I could because I care. And we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we will play What's More Likely with Rich Eisen. This is the home version. You can buy it for Christmas and Hanukkah. Put it under your trees anywhere.
Nice.
Chris, get on this. This is a branding opportunity for the Rich Eisen Show.
All about it.
It's called What's More Likely, people. And we will have much more with Rich Eisen when we come back from this quick little break.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, you can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. This is sponsored by AutoZone. I can say, Alexa, can you get Rich Eisen on the phone? And we can see if he calls in on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. Do we still have Rich on the line?
I am here. I'm here. I'm standing in the same place.
You just sounded really sad. Yeah, did he just
I'm
sound
here.
Sad? You,
I'm guys, I'm here.
Oh, no. No, I'm good. Okay, I'm good. I'm good.
High
I'm
knees.
Because I'm...
Nanobubbles.
Brockman has no idea, nor does anyone else, that I'm over... You know, I'm more clairvoyant than, ever.
I thought he said flamboyant.
That's
I wasn't sure.
That's what I thought.
I'm that too. Yeah, I'm that too.
All right, Rich. Brockman's got a special home edition version of what are we calling the
what's,
segment? What's more likely?
Thanks for watching the show, Suze.
Honey, I just listened to the show and call in and complain.
She's a mom of three, Chris. Like, get off her back.
By the way, like, next time I forget something or next time you forget something, I'm going to be like, oh, Chris, thanks for watching the show or paying attention. Hey, Rich, what's more likely? Here
hey,
we go.
Let's go.
Where's
hit
the
it,
drop?
Hit it, Mike,
Where's
hit
the
it.
Drop?
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, so I did create some Rich Eisen only ones. Do we have any music? There you go.
Usually Rich asks for it. But, I was giving him a chance.
We added some more guests, Rich, so we're just going to run through the whole kit and caboodle, I think.
Yo.
What's more likely, coach to be back with his team next year, Nathaniel Hackett or Josh McDaniels?
I'll go Josh McDaniels if he's more. I just think Mark Davis is going to, you know.
Doesn't have any money.
With this program. Yes. Because Mark Davis, just in the mere fact, Mark Davis is the one who hired Josh McDaniels. The current ownership of the Denver Broncos. Did not hire Nathaniel Hackett. So that's more of a wild card, and that's why I will go with them and him over the Vegas Raiders and McDaniels.
Based on last night's game, what's more likely, Titans get the one seed or Packers sneak into the seventh spot?
Oh, Titans get the one seed. I just laid it all out there for you. Although the problem for the Titans is that they lost that overtime game in Kansas City that still,
right.
I can't believe they had a shot to win that with Malik Willis, but that's going to be a problem for them as a bad tiebreak for them with, and they also lost to the Bills. They'll have to both fall below Tennessee. But I just don't see a path to seven for Green Bay. They'd have to win all six. I think it will take 10 wins. To get the seventh seed, because the seventh seed will either be occupied by Dallas, the Giants, or the loser of the NFC West, most likely. And so I'll go with Tennessee on that one.
Number two seed currently to sneak into the top spot. Who's got the best chance to be the one seed, Dolphins or Vikings?
I'll go with the Dolphins right there, because again, the Vikings already lost to Philadelphia in week two, so they don't have that tiebreak for themselves. I will go with that. And just think, although, man, I'll tell you what, man.
I'll tell you what, man.
We've established the last six games for Miami. That's one of the things we've been pounding on for about 3 weeks. The last six games for Miami is a crucible. It is a gauntlet. But I'll still stick with Miami on that one.
Social media platform you'll waste the most time on Twitter really? Dies, Instagram or TikTok?
Well, I'm not on TikTok right now. Although if Twitter goes, TJ, guess what?
Okay, we'll have no choice.
Suze, do we make Zan? Do we give Zan his wish, entering ninth grade, that he runs the Rich Eisen Show TikTok account? You will be the gatekeeper on that one.
Yeah, absolutely not. Do we want to pay for our house? I'm so afraid of what he might put out there. You might lose your job. So I think the answer is no.
DJ, you're going to have to get on that TikTok. I hate to tell you, man.
It's about damn time.
Hey.
In a minute.
You like what I did there?
By the way, Xander not letting you go to Lizzo tonight, I'm kind of offended by that.
Yeah. Did I tell you this, Rich, that he had four choices to take him if you were out of the mix, and I think you're back in the mix?
Yeah.
It was, I came in fourth, and the reason being I was not fun.
That's so harsh.
Mom, you won't let me get everything. I said, no one's going to let you get everything.
True.
Oh, Mom, you're not fun.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Suze. You know, I've also been the one listening to Lizzo with him in the car, perhaps more.
Favorite Lizzo song, Rich?
About Damn Time is a great song.
Right. Yeah, it's Bad B O'Clock.
Bad B O'Clock.
All right, Rich, yeah. Who's more likely, the 7-win team, to get upset this week? Who gets upset, Giants or Chiefs?
I don't think there's any chance in hell. The Giants play who again this week? Just off the top of my head, they play Detroit.
Yes,
yeah,
home for the Lions.
I'll go. The Giants are more likely to get upset this week because I don't think there's any way on this green earth that the Chargers beat the Chiefs with Henry Winkler in Patrick Mahomes.
That's true.
I don't think there's any shot that the Winkler Mahomes summit that we have made possible within the SoFi Stadium suite of Patrick Mahomes, that there's no shot Mahomes loses this game with the fans in attendance.
Hey.
With Gene Cousineau in attendance for him. That's not happening.
What's more likely? People know Henry Winkler as the Fonz or Gene Cousineau?
I think he's still the Fonz.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Still the Fonz to a lot of people. Yeah.
It's got to be the Fonz.
Oh, yeah. Who's Gene Cousineau?
Yeah,
are you serious?
You don't watch Barry?
You don't watch Barry?
I did.
On HBO? It's an amazing show.
You guys say you don't watch Barry like it's MASH or something. Like, come on.
I mean, yeah, that didn't stick with me. The Fonz stuck with me.
All right, Rich, what's more likely? Tom Brady wins another Super Bowl or gets married again?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
That is such a crazy picture of him, by the way. This
what
picture of Tom, he looks like he's
you?
75 years old. This
we
is so not
in this
my Tom.
We don't traffic in this sort of stuff. And by the way,
if so win a Super Bowl? So that's your answer?
Yeah, he's going to win a Super Bowl. And so I'll also say this: if Felly doesn't have a tattoo of it, he doesn't understand it. So
my feet do say left and right, so that's fair.
Good point.
All right, an actual football one. What's more likely to have more rushing yards this Sunday, Justin Fields or the whole Falcons?
Oh my gosh, I like it. I'll go Justin Fields.
Ooh, Doc Rivers will like that one.
I think what Justin Fields is doing is dynamite, and he's been one of the most positive surprises along with the rest of the Bears and Eberflus this year, even though they just lost to the Lions. I'll take Fields on that one. That's a good one.
All right, most likely, last one here, Rich. Most likely Monday headline, Bills on 3-game losing streak or Eagles lose second straight.
Well, I have this feeling about Jeff Saturday doing it at home for the first time and Jonathan Taylor running past the new Eagle and Ndamukong Suh, despite, you know, what the Eagles have done to shore up that defensive line. But I will say the more likely is that. Because as we're talking right now, the Browns are bussing to Detroit. And I think Josh Allen in a dome is going to just light the Browns right up, certainly since this is the last game that they're starting with Brissett, who I don't think got every snap this week either because Deshaun Watson is back. This is, by the way, the last game without Watson for the Browns.
Yep.
I don't think the Bills lose this one in any way, shape, or form. I'll go with the Colts shock and the Eagles is more likely.
Ooh, there you go. All right, everybody. That's what's more likely.
It's pretty anticlimactic, too, to move the game from Buffalo. It's kind of a bummer.
Well, I mean, it's thunder snowing right now. They can't even get out. I don't even know if the Bills don't even know how they're going to get out. I think they're going to have to, I don't know.
Submarine.
Follow a snowplow. I have no idea right now, but the Browns are bussing. I'm not terribly pleased to hear that for the Browns fans.
Yeah, I can hear it. Well, Rich, go let the dogs out, will you?
If you will.
All right. Thanks very much. Much more Rich Eisen show when we come back. Rich, we're still on Roku, and let's just talk about Von Miller and his car. I think he's going to have some serious issues getting his car out. Mr. Hoskins, can we put that up so we can show everybody watching on Roku? Look at this car.
How do we know that's a car?
It might be a truck.
I don't know what that is. It's covered in snow.
3 feet of snow covering this thing. Yeah, it's rough.
Is this like video of him? Yeah.
He posted this video this morning.
He's going to keep his day job. That's a tough video. I'd like to see like a 360 version of it or something like that.
I'm looking on his Twitter, and I just see him on Twitch. I'm seeing him.
No, it's the one that says "Good morning, Buffalo."
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Found it.
Nailed it.
You better put the tennis rackets on his feet and get hoofing.
Well, we were saying yesterday, would you go to a game with a snowfall like that? Because I think the residents of Buffalo would have probably turned out for the game no matter what, because they have hot water running through their veins.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean, my gosh, that would have been something else. But it also, I don't know. I guess, wouldn't it have been 3-0, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Gabe Davis in my fantasy league. He's got a score.
I know, same.
Me too.
Yeah, but you're going down this week to Cooper Eisen, aren't you?
No, that's basketball.
Sorry, I don't pay attention to fantasy.
By the way, I let him have his iPad. I made sure he took care of his team against me, which is something better than Uncle TJ decided to do. He just sat back and watched his opponent bench Kevin Durant when he was active, like he would ever do that.
Hey, you got to blame that on his co-GM's mom and dad for that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not giving him the iPad unless he earns it, TJ. Well, I'm on a very tight ship.
And then that's the problem we're going to have here, because you can't not allow the team owner to have access to his team and then get mad at me because I stomped him.
Well, yeah, but you're going down the next time.
I'm getting work this week.
I just moved from
where
I currently was, and the dogs have a lot of landmines here. I got to go. Oh, my goodness.
Good luck, Rich.
That's Xander's job, honey.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Have a great day.
Sounds good.
Later, bro.